Galveston County has seen a surge in typhus infections in 2018. But the risk of contracting the infection doesn't end there. TPR Bioscience and Medicine reporter Bonnie Petrie has the story.
We're just over halfway through 2018, and there have been as many cases of the flea-borne bacterial infection in Galveston County this year as there were in all of 2017. But the potential problem is bigger than that. Typhus is a concern in Bexar County, Travis, and Hidalgo counties, really the entire state, and all the people in it.
One of the interesting things here is classically this is a disease of sort of quite poor communities and impoverished areas. My impression here is that it's actually a disease that's now seen in affluent areas as well.
That's Tim Anderson, a professor at the Texas Biomedical Research Institute who studies parasitic diseases. He says the increase in diagnosed cases might be linked to doctors looking for typhus, but he doesn't think so.
This seems to be a genuine increase in the incidence of disease. So what is causing this? I don't think we know whether it's global warming, whether it's changes in possum populations or rodent populations, I think that's yet to be understood.
Possums and rodents. Those are the animals that carry the fleas that carry the disease to humans.
It's a classic example of a zoonotic disease. So it's a disease of rodents or opossums that is then transferred. It spills over into humans.
That spillover can happen if you have rats in your house that bring in their fleas, or, say, if your cat picks up rat or possum fleas in the yard and brings them into you. State Health Department spokesman Chris Van Dusen says understanding that is the key to protecting yourself and your family from typhus.
Still, most typhus is transmitted by rat fleas, and so obviously the first step is keeping rodents out of your house. Do that by patching up any holes, trapping them, keeping them out otherwise. And then it's important to try to keep the kind of animals that can be the host for these fleas from around your home, too, and that would include cats and possums in particular.
Van Dusen says if you plan to trap and kill rodents or other disease-carrying animals, remember to treat for fleas first, because if their host dies before they do, well, they'll be looking for a new host, and it could be you. Also, if you have household pets, he urges you to treat them, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that kind of regular flea, and for that matter, tick control for pets is important. They really can serve as a barrier between diseases that are out there in nature and bringing them into the home.
The state health department issued a typhus alert this year, urging doctors to look for it specifically if patients come in with symptoms of the bacterial infection, including fever, headache, muscle pain, rash, nausea, and vomiting. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.